Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Socialism leads to shortages. We can begin with a look at the container ships waiting in California harbors. I had to laugh when I looked at a local news blog and read the article about what California can do to fix the supply chain. It was a clueless piece. The funniest line was, "It has become clear that this is a multifaceted problem and it will require multifaceted action." If you know anything about government, they can only do two things, tax and spend. There is no ability to juggle multiple things at one time. They can dig a ditch or fill a pothole, for example, but they have no clue how to fill your home with a good selection of groceries and supplies that fit whatever your home's meal plan is. The answer to how to repair our supply chain is the free market system. Children used to learn about how even the simplest products in stores are actually very difficult to create without cooperation. The book by Leonard Reed, titled iPencil, is a fantastic short story for kids that takes the reader step by step in the very long journey about how pencils are created. From the sourcing of the lumber to the exotic journey in creating the eraser, the point of the story is to teach that every single product in a store has a supply chain that was made possible by cooperation by factories, farmers, merchants, specialists. Check out iPencil and you'll see what a great story it is. What if I told you that the products in stores don't sprout there by themselves? They had to be transported to the store. And like most things, the government has gotten way too involved in the transportation business. Indeed, an overarching, ever-expanding administrative state has sucked too much oxygen out of the free market. Some free market suggestions to help with the lack of truckers? Maybe it's time to remove gas taxes, get rid of the California-only fuel blends, and end the war on gas engines. As far as the container ships, thankfully, Florida and federalism may eventually help with the supply chain. Florida's governor has made it clear that container ships are welcome to unload in his state. If California can't get its act together, maybe Florida will pick up some of the slack. Joe Biden's son Hunter was purchased by China long ago, and that means Joe is too. We can't expect any help from the federal government regarding the supply chain. That means we will have to turn to the states, and thankfully that's where the beauty of federalism comes in. To understand federalism is to simply know that there are 50 states with up to 50 different opportunities to solve problems. If a solution works in one state, then other states can copy. If California continues to be unwilling to deregulate its economy, then eventually other states will take our container ship business. I am sorry that all of us living here will have to go without some things for a while during this mess. While states like Florida and Texas will welcome the container ships, we all need to realize that it will take a while for the free market to invest and create an infrastructure for those ships to unload. And I bet there are some architects working right now to plan how Florida and Texas can lead the way for a better economic future for America.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.